Chapter 9 Organizational Functioning Can Affect Marketing, A Look at Environmental and Internal Behavioral Factors. Introduction. All businesses, including profit and non-profit organizations, are affected by environmental factors, as well as internal behavioral factors. All of this can affect the entire functionality of a business, the quality of its products, and the ability to market products successfully. Environmental factors and internal behavior factors will be discussed under the following two headings. Environmental factors. Environmental factors involve dynamics and components of the external environment, such as weather, the economy, and political policy, etc. Environmental factors involve dynamics and components that the organization usually has little or no control over. Some examples are the weather, war, the functioning or malfunctioning of the economy, and the laws of the nations they are dealing with. Various types of trends and styles are also examples of environmental factors. Some large companies can sometimes influence some environmental factors, but usually to a very modest degree. For example, some companies can influence fashion trends for clothing styles. Sometimes large companies can influence some of the political factors of a nation. This was probably more significant in the past, when a large company would dominate a small nation. However, the strategy that is usually most practical when dealing with environmental factors is to adjust to them, in such a way that it maximizes the goals and profitability of the organization. Sometimes even adverse environmental factors are financially lucrative for an organization, especially if it makes appropriate adjustments. For example, war might be financially advantageous to companies that manufacture military equipment, especially if they adjust by expanding production facilities. However, after the war is over, they may have to readjust again by cutting production and laying off employees. Alternatively, they may be able to sell military equipment to other nations, or transform their manufacturing to products for the general consumer, such as automobiles and electronic equipment. In general, there are many adjustments that organizations must make to maintain their business and overall functionality. The adjustments can involve cutting expenses when the rate of sales is low. This can involve a reduction in production and laying off employees. When demand for the products increase, expanding production facilities and hiring additional employees will probably be lucrative. Environmental conditions usually vary over time, which can affect the marketability of products and the rate of sales. A general principle that usually holds true is environmental factors vary significantly over time, often within a 5 or 10 year period. This holds true for the United States and many other nations throughout the world. This can range from war to peace, inflation, recession, a high demand for specific products, a low demand for the products, etc. In addition, there are often variations over time in political strategies of most nations. The political climate may be favorable at one point in time to a specific type of business and highly unfavorable at another point in time. Social trends, in terms of the demands of the consumer, also vary significantly over time. A product that is in fashion at one point in time might be out of fashion in a couple of years or less. Expect change, create marketing and production plans that are appropriate for the changes that are likely to occur. The idea to keep in mind is there are a large number of variations that take place over time that may significantly affect an organization and the sales of its products. Many of these variations more or less appear to go in a regular cycle. This involves the repetition of various environmental conditions over time. The best example of this is the economy and the business cycle. A less obvious example is war. The United States, and a number of other countries, periodically gets involved in war. With this understanding, it is possible to prepare an organization and its marketing strategy to deal with the repetitive environmental occurrences, as well as unusual and unpredictable events. For example, when a product is in high demand as a result of environmental factors, production and marketing plans can be made based on the assumption that the demand will most likely drop when the environmental conditions change. To illustrate further, a plan to deal with a permanent increase in demand for a product may justify expansion of production facilities and the hiring of new employees. However, increase in demand for a product that is due to environmental conditions that are likely to change may require a different type of planning. That is, expansion of production facilities may not be cost-effective, and it may result in financial losses in the long run. Thus, it might be more cost-effective to outsource some of the production process when dealing with a demand that is likely to diminish as a result of changes in the environment. Summing up environmental factors, the idea to keep in mind is that the external environment is constantly changing, and for a business to be successful, it must be prepared to deal with the environmental variations that take place over time. This involves creating plans and contingency plans to deal with predictable and unpredictable environmental changes. Many of the environmental changes happen periodically, more or less in cycles, and they are essentially predictable, but it is usually not possible to predict precisely when an occurrence will happen. For example, over the next 50 years, we can assume that the United States will probably get into several new wars, but we may not be able to predict when these occurrences will happen. All of this simply suggests that plans should be created to deal with the realities that a business is likely to face from the external environment. Internal behavioral factors. Behavioral factors of management and staff. Most of the literature I have come across on marketing, organizational behavior, general business operation, and management theory did not provide an adequate discussion of the material I am presenting in this section. Specifically, this discussion is about behavioral factors of staff and management that affect the functioning of a business, either positively or adversely. Such behavioral factors can sometimes be extremely significant for a specific business, and it can result in a highly profitable and growing organization, or a failed business that goes into bankruptcy. An example is a CEO who poorly manages an organization as a result of his heavy drinking. Another example is a CEO who is very successful in managing his organization because of his dedication and great knowledge and skill. The behavioral factors that I am discussing affect the organization by definition. A CEO that is an alcoholic, but his behavior does not affect the functioning of his organization, would not be involved with the concept that I am discussing here. I am primarily focusing on adverse behavioral factors because problematic areas of an organization represent areas that can be improved. Focusing on highly functional behavioral factors of an organization will not reveal areas where improvements can be easily made. It is important to understand that personal problems and liabilities, as well as abilities and assets, do not necessarily affect the functioning of a business. People often know how to keep their personal problems away from the work environment. In addition, there may be other staff members that compensate for the personal weakness of other workers, so the organization is not affected adversely. As far as abilities and assets of staff and management, they are not always recognized and utilized by the organization, and they may not even be relevant to the operation of a specific business. An example is a foreman of a construction crew who has a great deal of skill in marketing. These skills, even if they were recognized, they would generally not be of any value to a foreman. The impact of abilities and behavioral factors of individuals in an organization will generally depend on their occupation and their position. For example, a CEO that is too ill to carry out his job effectively will have more impact on the organization than a lower-level employee, such as a file clerk that is performing inadequately because of illness. Some employees have more impact on an organization as a result of the nature of their work. The CEO runs the company, and the clerk files papers, perhaps with a team of other clerks. At the lower occupational levels, there are usually a number of individuals doing identical jobs. This lowers the impact of inadequate performance of one or even several employees. If one employee is doing an inadequate job, the other employees with similar job titles will probably compensate for the inadequacies of the worker. In addition, in many organizations, the lower-level employees that are doing inadequate work can easily be fired and replaced. At the higher occupational levels, this may be far less feasible. For example, the CEO that is performing poorly for whatever reason might own controlling shares in the company, or he may be the sole owner of the facility. Small business behavioral factors of management and staff might have more of an impact on small businesses, especially micro businesses with 5 or less employees. For example, if the owner of a small business becomes seriously ill, the facility may have to be closed until he recovers. Any type of illness, family problems, can interfere with the tasks needed to carry out the functions of a small business at an optimum level. I have noticed that the appearance and functionality of a small store sometimes appears to reflect the physical and psychological state of the owner. there are a number of types of problems that might interfere with the functionality of an organization, especially when it affects the CEO or higher-level managers. Some of these problems may also be significant when a large percentage of lower-level employees have the difficulties. These problems are summarized below. Medical problems of a physiological nature, psychological disorders and mental health problems, emotional problems and reactions that are not necessarily psychological disorders, personality problems and personality conflicts that are not necessarily psychological disorders, prejudicial judgments and treatment of people that relate to the work environment, lack of skill, knowledge and or experience in areas that are relevant to the work environment. Adverse behavioral factors of superiors can not only affect the organization, it can also affect employees. The behavioral factors mentioned above can not only affect the organization, it can also affect employees. That is, it is not unusual for an employee, or even a student, to encounter a superior that is having major life problems. This can range from a superior with medical problems to psychological difficulties. These difficulties can also involve financial problems, family conflict, divorce, and death in the family. Problems of this nature are not uncommon, but they become problems for employees, and sometimes for students, if it affects the judgment, tolerance, and social skills of the superior. This can involve a superior with one or more of the above problems, who is repeatedly getting into conflicts with others, especially with lower-level employees. This can involve a superior that is frequently yelling at employees and threatening to fire them. Of course, there are people at all levels in an organization, including managers, that have problems, but their judgment and tolerance and their interaction with the lower-level employees are not affected. These individuals have developed the skill of separating their personal problems from the problems and dynamics of the work environment. Simply put, some people know how to leave their problems at home. The idea here is to develop an awareness of the concept and problems presented above, with the goal of circumventing or alleviating the difficulty. How this is done depends on your position in the organization and many other factors.